RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Hear the news, first the headlines. World Bank reaffirms commitment to support economic development in Indonesia. Indonesia urged to take bolder steps to fulfill children's rights. The International Labour Organization, or ILO, to held a meeting in Bali. Now, the news in detail. World Bank Vice President for East Asia and the Pacific, Victoria Kuakua, has reaffirmed that the international financial institutions' commitment to supporting Indonesia's efforts to achieve higher economic growth and greater prosperity for its 250 million population. During her first visit to Indonesia, Kuakua met the Vice President Yusuf Kalla and several key cabinet ministers. They included Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, Manpower Minister Muhammad Hanif Dakiri, Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono, and Agrarian and Special Planning Minister Sofian Jalil. She also met with representatives from civil society, social commentators, the private sectors and development partners. Kuakua discussed a range of issues including the government's reform efforts to achieve higher and more inclusive growth through attention to macroeconomic stability, structural reforms, and greater focus on infrastructure and human capital investment. During her visit from November 13 to 18, Kuakua also visited Yogyakarta, where she saw firsthand how communities and local authorities work together to improve access to basic services. Indonesia should make greater effort to protect children in the country, even though it has made significant life-saving progress on children's rights and welfare over the past decades, a UNICEF representative has said. UNICEF representative Gunilla Olson said that Indonesia's commitment to provide children with a fair chance in life has grown increasingly strong. When the world agreed on the Agenda 2030 a year ago, Indonesia already had integrated many of the related sustainable development goals that related to children in its medium-term development plan. According to UNICEF, Indonesia has recorded tremendous progress on the protection of children's rights since its adoption of the Convention on the Rights of the Child in 1989. Indonesia was one of the first countries to sign the convention on January 26, 1990, after it was adopted by United Nations General Assembly on 20 November 1989. The International Labour Organization, or ILO, is said to hold the 16th Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting, or APRM, for 4 days in Bali between 6 to 9 December 2016. Sophie Fisher, Staff of Communication and Public Information of ILO Asia-Pacific Regional Office in Denpasar on Saturday, said that APRM is held every 4 years. This time, the meeting will be hosted by Indonesia and at least 450 participants from 40 countries in the Asia-Pacific region will take part. Survey added that the participants and each country is generally represented by a minister, while representatives of each delegates include labor organizations and businessmen. Survey explained that policymakers, academicians, and civil organizations are also set to take part in the meeting. Hundreds of Buddhists in Medan, North Sumatra held a joint prayer for peace and tolerance in Indonesia amid rising religious tensions across the country. Around 15,000 followers of all Buddhist sects participated in the joint prayer held at Suwondo Air Force Base in Medan on Saturday. Dozens of Buddhist monks, House of Representatives members, and local officials also participate in the event, which will continue on Sunday. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin opened the joint prayer on Friday, which was marked by the release of hundreds of doves, which symbolize peace and harmony. Lukman said the event was very noble as Buddhists had prayed for peace and harmony in the country. Lukman said that his presence in this event is not only to fulfill their invitation, but the most important thing is he wants to appreciate this very noble event. He hoped that more joint prayers are held by Buddhists in Indonesia. North Sumatra Governor Eri Nuradi also appreciated the Indonesian Buddhist followers' joint prayer theme for my country, Indonesia. At the event, he added that all religious followers pleaded for protection from God, the Almighty, with a hope that Indonesia could remain in a safe, peaceful condition so that all of its development agendas could run well. Police spokesman General Inspector Boy Rafli Amar said on Friday, 18 November, that the police have arrested 5 alleged terrorists in the West Java district of Bekasi in anticipation of possible terror attacks on Christmas and New Year's Eve. The 5 terrorist suspects were rounded up by officers from the National Police Elite Anti-Terror Unit Densus 88 or Densus 88 on Friday, 18 November. Boy said that the police are still questioning the 5 people that have been arrested now, but so far they have not found links between the men and terror networks in the country. Indonesia has been on heightened alert since earlier this year when Islamic State sympathizers launched attacks in the capital in broad daylight, killing 4 people. Dozens of suspected terrorists were arrested after the incident. A move police said curbed plans for even bigger terror attacks during last year's Christmas and New Year's Eve celebrations. The last item, the Wallis Line Sea Patrol led by the North Sulawesi Customs and Excise Directorate General arrested a Philippine-fledged vessel as it allegedly attempted to smuggle goods into the province. Agus Amiwijaya, the head of the Investigation and Legal Measure Division at the Directorate General, in a press conference said that the vessel was caught at the end of November. On account of several reasons such as completing the investigation and coordination with the Philippine Consulate General, the officers were only able to inform the public of the arrest on November. He further said that the foreign vessel, identified as the Road Arrest Machine vessel, and its crew members were arrested while it was in Sangihe Regency waters in North Sulawesi. After an examination, officers reportedly found that none of the goods had proper customs documents. They comprised 708 bottles of Carlo Rossi wine, 60 bottles of Tanduai rum, 27 boxes of cattle supplements, 2,556 bottles of Coca-Cola, 4,716 bottles of supplement drinks, and 60 cans of juice, which were all confiscated by the officers. That was news over Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news came from Cilacap, Central Java. Police, together with the government of Cilacap, Central Java, held a big gathering of diversity, love, peace to strengthen the spirit of togetherness for the sake of the integrity of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia. It was held in Cilacap Square on Wednesday, followed by personnel of Army Police, Civil Service, Police Unit, Ministry of Communication and Information, Public Protection, Security Unit, students, community leaders, religious leaders, as well as officials from various agencies. On the occasion, the Declaration of Diversity was read out by the chairman of the Forum for Religious Harmony, Cilacap, Taufik Hidayatullah, which said it would maintain the harmony and integrity of the Republic, reject radicalism and intolerance, as well as to bring security and peace in the district of Cilacap. While acting regent of Cilacap, Ahmad Edi Susanto, said the gathering was held as a manifestation of the determination to maintain and strengthen the spirit of unity in diversity to build and maintain the Unitary Republic of Indonesia, especially in the district of Cilacap. Therefore, he invited the entire community of Cilacap to continue to join hands and cooperate in maintaining the unity of the nation, and a safe and conducive atmosphere is created in Cilacap. Next news came from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta government gave awards to 25 selected taxpayers considered to be examples to others to meet their obligation to pay taxes according to the law. Head of Yogyakarta Regional Tax and Financial Management, Kadri Renggono, in Yogyakarta on Tuesday said there were 25 taxpayers who received awards. They are hotels, restaurants, entertainment venues, billboards, and individuals who paid land and building tax obediently. The criteria used by Yogyakarta City Government to determine the award recipients, among others, are the taxpayer who provide the biggest contribution in paying taxes and not exceed the deadline. Kadri said the Yogyakarta government will strive to make improvements in taxation services so that taxpayers will be more easy to pay taxes and strengthen taxpayer database. News comes from Bengkulu. A giant Gladutensis rafflesia flower bloomed in the tourist area of Palaksiring Waterfalls, Kemumu, about 76 kilometers from the city of Bengkulu, Bengkulu Province. Member of Peduli Puspa Langka, or concerned community of rare flower in North Bengkulu, Umbara, Thursday said the location of the flower can be reached from the waterfall on the river Kemumu. Umbara at the KPPL members are ready to assist when there are visitors who want to see the uniqueness of the rare flower. Besides enjoying the uniqueness of Rafflesia gadutensis, which diameter is smaller than Rafflesia arnoldi, visitors can also enjoy water rides in the Lorong Watu or Stone Alley, a river which has stone walls. In the past 3 years, members of North Bengkulu KPPL routinely supervise gadutensis rafflesia habitat in the area of Palaksiring Waterfall located in protected forest Boven Lais. Coordinator of KPPL Bengkulu, Ramadan Sofyan, said tourists can see the Rafflesia arnoldi in central Bengkulu district and the Rafflesia gadutensis in north Bengkulu. He said that until now, there are 4 types of Rafflesia identified in the forest of Bengkulu, namely gadutensis rafflesia, Rafflesia arnoldi, Rafflesia bengkuluensis, and Rafflesia hasselti. Well, that was news from Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is the RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with November the 20th, 1945. Nuremberg trial process begins. The Nuremberg trials were a series of military tribunals held by the Allied forces after World War II, which were most notable for the prosecution of prominent members of the political, military, judicial, and economic leadership of Nazi Germany who planned, carried out, or otherwise participated in the Holocaust and other war crimes. The trials were held in the city of Nuremberg, Germany. The first and best known of these trials, described as the greatest trial in history by Norman Birkett, were one of the British judges who presided over it, was the trial of the major war criminals before the International Military Tribunal, held between November 20, 1945 and October 1, 1946. The tribunal was given the task of trying 24 of the most important political and military leaders of the Third Reich. Over now to 1962, Cuban Missile Crisis ends. In response to the Soviet Union agreeing to remove its missiles from Cuba, U.S. President John F. Kennedy ends the quarantine of the Caribbean nation. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a 13-day, from October 16 until 28, 1962, confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union concerning American ballistic missile deployment in Italy and Turkey, with consequent Soviet ballistic missile deployment in Cuba. Along with being televised worldwide, it was the closest the Cold War came to escalating into a full-scale nuclear war. Last is from November 20, 2006, President Bush visited Indonesia. U.S. President George W. Bush met with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono at the Bogor Palace on November 20, 2006. The meeting discussed various matters, namely investment, new energy sources, and the development of a tsunami early warning system. The First Lady Laura Bush, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and U.S. Ambassador Bilin Pasco boarded a helicopter with Bush from the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport towards Bogor. Outside the meeting, there were various demonstrations against the presence of the U.S. President. Bush's arrival to Indonesia indicates that its position is of international importance. Bush wanted to make Indonesia a strategic partner in combating terrorism, sources of energy supply, and the development of democracy. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of this week. This time it's titled, Government Must Take Control of Population Growth Rate Consistently. Research Assistant of Population and Policy Studies Center Gajah Mada University, Yamah Salatsa, asked the government to control population growth rate consistently with the use of contraception. Speaking at the University of Gajah Mada in Yogyakarta on Wednesday, November the 16th, she said the use of contraception in Indonesia cannot be separated from the change of the government policy from centralized to decentralized system, which greatly affect family planning program. In the era of decentralization, population service was the full authority of local governments. Institutional implementation of family planning programs in the region changed due to changes in the nomenclature of the National Family Planning Coordinating Board. The agency coordination function was also lost. As a result, the implementation of family planning program has not been optimal. In some areas, it has not become a priority. Besides, the ability of the government in implementing family planning programs was also affected by the economic crisis, particularly in the provisions of subsidies for the price of contraceptive not affordable for some people. She said it is very different from the New Order era that tended to be anti-birth. At that time, President Suharto assessed that the rate of uncontrolled population was a threat to development. The government also needs to improve the quality of the provisions of information about alternatives and the impact of modern contraception's use when it wants it as an effective method to reduce the number of births. Meanwhile, Project Director of Improving Contraceptive Method MIC, ICMM, Yunita Wahyuningrum said, to make the family planning program successful, ICMM had allocated adequate budget for family planning programs up to the district level. In addition, the ICMM is mobilizing the public to understand the family planning programs. It also enhances the latest contraceptive technology training for midwives to be able to give the service on it. She explained that ICMM has a program to increase the contraceptive diversity. The program is engaged in the family planning programs. All parties support the government's efforts to revitalize the family planning program. It is also to reduce the death rate and improve maternal health. That was Spotlight of this week from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Welcome to the news in brief. World Bank reaffirms commitment to support economic development in Indonesia. World Bank Vice President for East Asia and the Pacific Victoria Kwakwa has reaffirmed that international financial institutions' commitment to support Indonesia's efforts to achieve higher economic growth and greater prosperity for its 250 million population. Indonesia urged to take bolder steps to fulfill children's rights. Indonesia should make greater effort to protect children in the country, even though it has made significant life-saving progress on children's rights and welfare over the past decades. The International Labour Organization to held a meeting in Bali. The International Labour Organization, or ILO, is set to held the 16th Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting for 4 days in Bali between 6 to 9 December 2016. Buddhists pray for peace, tolerance in Indonesia. Hundreds of Buddhists in Medan, North Sumatra held a joint prayer for peace and tolerance in Indonesia amid rising religious tensions across the country. Police arrest 5 to file planned terror attacks on Christmas, New Year. Police spokesman General Inspector Boy Rafli Amar said on Friday, 18 November, that the police have arrested 5 alleged terrorists in the West Java district of Bekasi in anticipation of possible terror attacks on Christmas and the New Year's Eve. Philippine flag vessel busted over alleged goods smuggling. The Wallace Line Sea Patrol led by the North Sulawesi Customs and Excise Directorate General arrested a Philippine flag vessel as it allegedly attempted to smuggle goods into the province. That was news in brief.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will introduce Manggulu, an East Sumba culinary. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. East Sumba Regency in East Nusa Tenggara Province, which has a variety of food products. One of them is Manggulu. For the people of East Nusa Tenggara Island, also known as Sandalwood Island, Manggulu is quite popular for generations. In addition to being the typical food of Sumba, Manggulu also has a historical value. During the Dutch colonial period, sweet foods are highly favored by the Dutch soldiers then. Even at the time of their entry into the corners of East Sumba, they always brought some Manggulu because it tasted sweet, easy to carry, and powerful to resist hunger. Manggulu is actually made from some ingredients, but mostly banana, which has been dried by drying in the hot sun. It is very simple to prepare and the way it is presented. Manggulu basic material is very easy to obtain, namely ripe bananas and peanuts. But the preparation is time-consuming because it is through natural processes. From peeling the bananas, mix it with fried peanuts until it becomes manggulu, takes up about 2 weeks. Ripe kapok bananas must be dried first and mixed with pounded fried peanuts and then form into sliced cakes. If using the traditional methods, the forming of manggulu is done by hand. But lately, people have begun to use a grinding machine. Manggulu original packaging is wrapped in dried banana leaves. Because Sumba people believe that dried banana leaves has a preservative's value, but for some reason now banana leaf began to be replaced with plastic packaging. Manggulu is currently only produced in small amounts as a cottage industry. Although it does not use preservatives, manggulu can last up to 6 months. So if you pay a visit to East Nusa Tenggara, manggulu could be an option for souvenirs. That was Indonesian Wonder, which discussed Manggulu, a culinary of East Nusa Tenggara. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Miscellany on Indonesian. segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miscellany. Today's edition will talk about the Festival Ngopi 10 EU or 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival. Stay tuned. As an indigenous community people of Using in the traditional village of Kemiran, Banyuwangi, East Java, have traditional culture and tradition which are still maintained until now. One of them is the tradition of drinking coffee together. Using coffee is a special coffee known to have a delicious flavor. The coffee drinking habit is supported by the position of Kemiran village which is surrounded by coffee plantations. To preserve this tradition, the 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival was held on 5th November 2016, presenting 10,000 cups of coffee to Kemiran village visitors. Acting head of Culture and Tourism Banyuwangi, M.Y. Bramuda, said that the festival was themed Sak Corot Dadi Saduluran, which means that one brew makes all like family. This is a term commonly used by the Using Kemiran village in their coffee drinking tradition. Thousands of cups of coffee were jointly served by every home along with the main road of Kemiran village, which extends to 1.5 kilometers long. Coffee aroma coming from the 10,000 cups created a warm atmosphere in the village located at the foot of Mount Ijen. Visitors were not only invited to enjoy the coffee, but also given the opportunity to follow the treatment process or just brew the coffee. Bramuda said the coffee habits of Kemiran villagers inspired the local government to hold a regular festival, which commenced 4 years ago. Drinking coffee is a means to strengthen the relationship of Using in the community, well known for their hospitality and eloquence. Bramuda added that the festival was meant to promote Banyuwangi's coffee as well as to introduce the tradition of drinking coffee in the Using community of Kemiran village. Some areas around the foot of Mount Ijen are known as coffee producing regions. A few months ago was a coffee picking festival was also held in Gombeng Sari village, Kalipuro, Banyuwangi. The festival was packaged nicely, held at night so that the porch of each villager's house became an instant living room. Chairs and coffee tables were brought out of the house and the coffee was served with typical Banyuwangi snacks like klemben, boiled banana, serabi, lanun, lapis, rengginang, various chips, and glutinous rice. Coffee at the festival were served in cups with the same shapes and motifs. Bramuda said that everyone could sit in anyone's courtyard and taste the coffee. In this festival, visitors can also see the exhibition of various coffee products from Banyuwangi, including coffee from Lerek Gombeng Sari, Jarang Goyang Coffee, and Utek Banjar Coffee. In addition, there were also a variety of activities held such as cupping session or the art sniffing, sipping, and gulping coffee. That was Miscellany today featuring Festival Ngopi 10 EU. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mr. Mizanur Rahman in Bangladesh. He listened to our broadcast in English program starting from 12th until 16th August 2016, and the simple were averagely 33333. Hello, Mr. Mizanur Rahman, how are you? Thank you for always being our regular listener. We are very glad to know that our broadcast can be received clearly in your country. We hope through our program you can get good information not only about current affairs but also about Indonesian arts and cultures. Well, Mr. Mizanur Rahman, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Cinta ini untuk dirimu, dan kini saatnya aku mengatakan padamu. Ku harap kau dapat menerima. Hati telah tentukan pilihan. Aku tak memaksa kau untuk menjawab saat ini. Pakai saja waktu yang kau butuhkan. Hey, ku harap kau percaya kesungguhanku padamu. Tiga bulan masih ku tunggu, 4-5 tahun ku masih di sini, sampai bulan tak bersinar dan mentari telah sirnah, ku akan tetap setia. Aku mencari seorang kekasih yang setia padaku untuk selamanya. Wow. 1-2 minggu akan ku tunggu, 2-3 bulan masih ku tunggu, 4-5 tahun ku masih di sini, sampai bulan tak bersinar dan mentari telah sirna. 1-2 minggu akan ku tunggu, 2-3 bulan masih ku tunggu, 4-5 tahun ku masih di sini, sampai bulan tak bersinar.
dan mentari telah sirna, hari-hari telah hilang, ku akan tetap setia.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Friedrich Albrecht in Austria. He listened to our broadcast in German program. Hello, Mr. Friedrich Albrecht. Wie geht's Ihnen? You told us that you monitored our radio to close to Vienna in Luxembourg, but wow, your symbol was good. 43333. It means that you can hear our broadcast clearly. Yes, we have sent you our KSL card and hopefully you like it. So please keep listening to our broadcast and do not forget to send your reception report. And well, Mr. Friedrich Albrecht, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you.
Kau meragukan diriku, karena cinta yang kau cari hanya ada padaku. Rasakanlah cinta ini yang ku persembahkan untukmu. Ku tercipta untuk dirimu, ku semua yang kau mau. Memilikku kasih, yakinlah diri.
are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Patrick Travers in the United Kingdom. He listened to Voice of Indonesia in German language through frequency of 9525 kHz with SIMPO 34433. Unfortunately, he could not hear our English program because another station interrupted our signal and completely destroyed it with a heterodyne. Hello, Mr. Patrick Travers. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation. We will deliver your compliment to our technical division. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. As your request, we will send you our QSL card. Hopefully, you don't get bored to always monitor our radio. And we suggest you to turn in our radio through www.voi.co.id. Well, Mr. Patrick Travers, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. And listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song special for you.
Meski ku sering mengeluh tentang semua tingkah lakumu, maunya selalu mengatur aku. Tapi kau sangat perhatian, apapun yang aku lakukan, kau ingatkanku jangan lupa makan. Karena kamu so lovable buat aku, karena kamu so lovable buat aku, karena kamu so lovable buat aku, karena kamu so lovable buat walaupun kamu sangat bawel, komentarin ku ini itu, dan ku tak tahu apa maumu. Kadang bajuku kurang rapi, kadang sepatuku kurang matching, atau rambutku yang berantakan. Tapi kamu so lovable buat aku, tapi kamu so lovable buat aku, tapi kamu so lovable buat aku, tapi kamu so aku.
Well, listener, actually we have received so many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. But listener, for your information, if you want to send your suggestion or your criticism, please do not hesitate to send us your letter to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Also send us email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com. And listener, don't forget to visit our Facebook fan page, Voice of Indonesia and the Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia and the Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget to follow and mention us in Twitter at VOI Indonesia, at VOI Indonesia. And if you want to check our latest picture, you can check it on our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, voice_of_Indonesia, and also our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia, VOI Indonesia. And listener, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week. Goodbye.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you. And the beauty is you. And the beauty is you. Beauty is you, you, oh yeah.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.